Track 2. Hofstede's Four Dimensions of Cultural Values.
Geert Hofstede is a well-known writer and thinker about culture. His cultural dimensions theory has had a huge influence on the way in which people understand different societies. This theory, which he developed in the late 1960s, argues that different countries have different values. Over the years, many people have either added to his initial theory, which identified four dimensions, namely power distance, individualism versus collectivism, uncertainty avoidance, and masculinity versus femininity, or else they have challenged the basic concept. Initially, he was looking in particular at the business context, but in recent years, it has been applied to many different contexts. The first dimension, power distance, concerns perceptions of inequality and power. A high score here, for example, in the Arab world, would indicate that hierarchy is established and accepted in society. A lower score would show that people may question authority and want power to be more distributed. The second dimension concerns individualism and collectivism. In individualistic societies, for example, North America and Europe, people tend to have strong ties to their immediate family. But in collectivist societies, for example, many developing countries, there tend to be close relationships with extended families. The third dimension is uncertainty avoidance, which is loosely defined as the level of tolerance for ambiguity within society. A society with a high score here, for example, Japan, would be one which has very strict codes of behaviour that govern what people can do, and where there is considered to be one truth which influences the way that everybody thinks. A lower score would reveal more acceptance of different thoughts and ideas. The fourth dimension concerns masculine and feminine societies. The former societies, for example, Japan, are defined as those where there is a preference in society for achievement, heroism, assertiveness, and material rewards for success, whereas the latter adopt a preference for cooperation, modesty, caring for the weak, and quality of life. In feminine societies, men and women share similar views and act in similar ways. While some people have criticized Hofstede's theory, it is still very influential, nearly 50 years after it was developed. This is especially true in the business context, but it is also relevant in other fields.